Here's the good word. Good evening, this is Herb Ellis welcoming you to The Good Word, starring Evangeline Baker and Tom Paxton. The second in a new series of games, and seated on our stage this evening are representatives of the good cities of Richmond and Burlingame, who will compete in word spellings and definitions for the title of Bay Area Spelling Champions, plus $100 in cash. Six cities are entered in this competition: San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Alameda, Richmond, and Burlingame. And besides the natural competition between the cities, we are expecting the added fireworks of competition between the sexes. Because three of our cities are represented by women, the other three by men. As gifts for the women, giant orchid corsages from Belleye and Belleye. And for the men, custom-designed wallets by Davignon. And now to add to the hair-pulling, we have two moderators on the show. Representing the women, we have Miss Evangeline Baker. And representing the men, who else but KGO's popular young man with words, Tom Paxton. Well, Tom, what's the good word for tonight?
Well, I've got lots of good words for tonight, Herb Ellis, and we start bouncing them back and forth in just a moment. But in the meantime, I'd like to make it quite clear right now that I am rooting for the men's team. It's nothing personal, you ladies of the Richmond Venture Club. After all, it's my job to pick your words and ask you to spell them, and then, if you can, give me the definition. But being a man, you know that I naturally like to see the stronger sex come out on top.
You would you?
Oh, yes, I would. And that's Evangeline Baker, and I'm my number one ego deflator. What's the good word for tonight, Evangeline?
Well, Tommy, if you don't mind, I'll just save my good words for the men of the Burlingame Lions Club. Although I hope you gentlemen will just kind of try to understand a woman's fickleness when I tell you that my heart really belongs to my gals sitting over there. And whatever you do, gals, don't you let me down, will you?
Well, there you have it, friends. Members and rooters for both teams are seated in our studio audience to cheer their teams on to victory for their respective cities, Burlingame and Richmond. And now on with the good word with your host, Tom Paxton, and your hostess, Evangeline Baker.
All right, thank you very much. And now, Evangeline, suppose I pick the first word for a member of your ladies' team of the Richmond Venture Club, okay?
Proceed, Tom. And girls, come out fighting.
Yeah, you do that, girls. Will you stand up, please, there? You are, first of all, Mrs.?
Eleanor Janet.
You are, Mrs.?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. You don't look like you have that miss look to you there, Mrs. Janet.
Happily married.
For how long?
6 months.
6 months?
Uh-huh.
Well, you practically are a miss there. You're from the city of Richmond, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
That's where what your team represents. Well, before I give you the good word, I'd better explain that this championship word competition spreads over a 10-week period. The two leading teams at the end of 9 weeks of competition will meet on the 10th week for our grand prize. Tonight, you'll be asked first to spell the word and then to define it. In other words, it's possible to win 2 points for each word. Understood, Mrs. Janish?
Yes, I understand. Yeah. I just wish ladies weren't first.
Well, this is one of those cases, I think. All right, here we go with the first good word. The word is acknowledge. Can you give me the spelling, please,
yes,
first of all?
A-C-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E.
I'm awfully sorry there, Mrs. Janish. I'm going to have to give you a point for that.
Oh,
you got it right.
Let me worry. Oh.
All right, you got a point. Now let's find out if you can define the word for me, please.
Oh, let me think.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge. To recognize.
To recognize. I think that's enough. That gives you another point, and that gives you 2 points for the word acknowledge. Well, they're starting out good tonight, but I don't know. Wait till we get to girl number two. What's the good word from you, Evangeline?
You see, they're not only pretty and glamorous, but they're really smart, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now we'll see about Burlingame Lions Club and Tom's team. All right, if you'll stand up. The first gentleman in the Burlingame Lions team, will you introduce yourself, sir?
Yes, I'm Robert Moore from Burlingame. I was principal of the Roosevelt Elementary School there. I now work for Miss Abbott, the county superintendent.
And in your position, you are expected to know just about all of the words in the dictionary?
Oh, no. No, you've got it wrong. The teachers know the words. I was a principal.
I see. Well, all right. The tables are turned tonight because, you see, I have a little list in my hand, and I know exactly how to spell them, and I know what they mean. Now, I think we're all going to enjoy turning the tables and see how you feel as a student. All ready?
Ready.
All right, I'm going to make this just...
Fire it well.
Just as difficult as I possibly can. See if I can find a particularly difficult one. Well, here's a good one. Exigency. Exigency. Now, does that sound better?
Exigency. E-X-I-G-E-N-C-Y. That means a tough spot like I'm in now, doesn't it?
You know what? It comes right down to it. Everything means, it depends on how you pronounce it. Is that right? What does the bird say? The bird says it's all right, no cuckoos. Mr. Morgan. I promised to make it just as tough as I could, Tommy. Now I'll see what you can do.
Oh, yeah, but you know these school principals. They got to get those words right. All right, that ties us up, two and two. Now we turn to Miss Mary Hall. Is that right, Mary?
Yes, that's right.
And you are a member of the...
The Richmond Child Care Center staff.
The Richmond...
Yes, I am a supervisor in East Shore Child Care Center. That's one of the very small nursery schools in the whole group.
Uh-huh. You take care of children, Mrs.
Yes,
Hall?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. What ages?
Well, we have them from 2 to 12. Preschool
two to 12.
As well as the school
Look
age
out,
children.
Look out, Tom's tricking you. Look out.
Just thought I'd say I have one, you know, Miss Hall.
Well, you can enroll them in about 2 years, I
uh-huh.
guess.
2 years, that'd be right. Uh-huh. It's 3 days old now. That's the truth. All right, we have a pretty difficult word for you. Would you like to give up now, or do you want to...
No, I'll take a chance.
All right, we'll give it to you. Here it is. Your good word is exorbitant.
Exorbitant.
First the spelling, that's right.
Uh-huh. E-X-O-R-B-I-T-A-N-T.
And that wins you 1 point, Miss Hall. All right, now, the definition of exorbitant is?
Too high, let's see.
You know, I could make you go on there, but you're right anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that gives you 2 points. Thank you very much. I'm afraid they're a little bit too good for me tonight, Evangeline. I'm having a very difficult time tripping them up over here. Well, do you have another good word for my
I certainly do, Tom, and they're a very intelligent-looking group, I must say, so I'm going to do my best to mispronounce every word I possibly can. It seems to me that's the only way I'm ever going to defeat this team. Good evening, sir, and welcome to Good Word. Will you introduce yourself?
This is Kenneth Flynn. I work for Robert W. Gates as credit manager in Burlingame, a men's and women's apparel clothing store.
I have an idea that you use a good many words in the particular business you're in. You send out those very pointed little notices when people are slow paying the bill?
Really, mostly form letters.
I see. Somebody figured them all out as far as what the words meant, is that right?
That's right, silly.
I imagine sometimes the customers aren't exactly sure what the words mean, though, are they?
Well, I hope so.
Say, tell me something about Lions Club. You fellas are going to have quite a celebration here in San Francisco next week.
They're having quite a convention beginning Sunday, and it'll be over... It's an international convention. There'll be 335,000 members in Lionism, and there'll be quite a convention, and it'll be well worth seeing their parades and activities that will be had there.
So that sounds like a commercial for Lions, Tom. Did you put them up to that, Tommy?
No, I didn't.
Well, all right.
Let's go ahead with the word, shall we?
All right, we'll get on with the word at this particular time, and your word is incandescent.
I-N-C-A-N-D-E-S-C-E-N-T.
Aha!
Absolutely correct. And how about the definition of incandescent?
I would say that would be for lighting purposes. Heating and light.
How about that, Judge? Do we accept that?
Absolutely right.
Absolutely right. Two more points for the team, Tommy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's a lady that looks like she is about ready to be tripped up. Mrs. Dorothy Mills or Wills?
Wills.
And you are...
I'm a receptionist for the Richmond Red Cross.
In what particular department?
In the Home Service.
In the Home Service Department of the Red Cross. What specific duties do you have, Mrs. Mills?
Well, several. I greet the people as they come in. We have services to veterans and to servicemen and their families.
I see. Have a great chance to use a good vocabulary then, do you?
Yes.
Oh, you do? I don't like that in the least bit. All right. Anti-disestablishmentarianism, mystically.
You gave that one last week.
I certainly did, and it isn't on the list, so we'll go ahead and ask you the word that is on the list, which happens to be correlate.
Correlate. Let's see. C-O-R...
Can you go ahead with it?
Yeah, O L L A T E.
That means you're wrong there, Mrs. Wills. It's C O R R E L A T E. Correlate.
I really got it wrong.
Well, that's all right. You'll have a chance here to get another point out of it by defining it for me correctly.
To correlate something, to match things up, things that are similar.
To be related, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, that gives you a half of it anyway. You just won 1 point. Oh, Okay, so it looks like Mrs. Dorothy Mills here gets a half of 2 points, which, of course, would be 1 point. All right, Evangeline.
That's all looks very good over there. However, you're going to have an opportunity to see what happens next year. We have Mr. Edward Heavey. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
How about telling us something about your job?
Well, I'm a high school teacher of history in Burlingame. That doesn't necessarily qualify me for spelling, though.
You've just been associated with a lot of words, huh?
That's right.
Well, tell us something about that job of yours down there. What do school teachers do in the summertime when you have vacation?
Well, school teachers usually go out and have a good time, but in these recent years, they've been working a great deal, I think.
Probably always have fun with the Lions, though. Do you go to a luncheon meeting every single week?
Every week.
You know, I've always understood that the Lions really do a tremendous job in every city where they organize, but it seems to me when they have conventions, they just toss a lot of the seriousness aside and just have a whale of a time, don't
they? That's true, especially the Lions.
I think so. You think, in other words, we just better take up the sidewalk next week when the Lions come to town?
That's right.
Now, I hope that we've completely confused you thinking about the good time you're going to have, but let me see if I can find a horrible word for you. Implacable.
Implacable. I-M-P-L-A-C-A-B-L-E.
Fine, that's
right,
good.
Right, no matter how I pronounce them, they spell them correctly anyway. Now, what does it mean?
Implacable means impossible to...
What?
Agree with a person.
Could you go a little more into detail?
Tom's
you
really
know exactly
pulling
what
for
it
you.
Is. I mean, go ahead and tell her. You know, it's pretty simple.
Well, a person is implacable by disagreeable.
That's getting closer. That's it. Not to be appeased or satisfied is the absolute meaning of that. Well, Tom, you just relax a little bit now.
Oh, thank you. That man scared the living daylights out of me, I'm telling you that. Don't be so hesitant next time over there. Let's come right out with the answer. All right, our next lady is Miss...
Gay Hall.
Miss Gay Hall. Oh, you're the sister of Miss Mary Hall we had down here a moment ago.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. What do you do, Gay?
I'm secretary to the chief navigator at Pan American Airways.
Oh, you
but
are.
But I have a dictionary on my desk.
Oh, you
so I just have to reach for it.
Okay, I sincerely hope you have to reach for this one, because don't you girls pile up too many points up there. We men have to come out ahead. Let's go right into your word, which in this particular case happens to be chicanery. Chicanery. Oh, that is tough.
Oh, I take
know.
It quick. C-H-A-C-E-N-E-R-Y.
Chicanery, I'm sorry, it's C-H-I-C-A-N-E-R-Y. Well, that loses you 1 point. Let's see if you can lose another one here, Miss Hall.
Well, it's a term up to no good, such as you're trying to ruffle me.
You're absolutely right. It's petty evasion or trickery, and you just won 1 point out of a possible two. Now, back to Evangeline Baker again.
All right, and we have another member of the Burlingame Lions Club, and this time it's Mr. Maurice Rothschild. And tell us something about your job down there, Mr. Rothschild.
Well, I see it says a registered sanitarium, but that's really nothing more than a sanitary inspector.
I have an idea that there's probably a little more than meets the eye to that title, too. What do you do down there?
Well, do you want it complete?
Now, I wonder, is it going to upset you a little bit to talk about this? Is it going
no,
to make you nervous?
No, we're interested in environmental sanitation.
Well, I was hoping it would upset you. Go on, talk a little longer.
Well...
He could clean up this program a little bit for one.
Everything from outhouses to restaurants.
I see. In other words... In other words, to enforce the health and safety code of the state of California.
That's correct.
I'll bet it's nice and clean down there, huh?
It is wonderful.
I know. Say, listen, I'd like to talk about that a lot, but I hope now that you're going to be completely confused by this word. It's etymology.
Etymology? E-T-E... E-T-O-M-O-L-G-Y.
That's a shame. But you know what it means, don't you? Tell us what it means.
I think I'm getting that mixed up with entomology.
Maybe I didn't pronounce it right. Did I? Shall I be kind? Did I say etymology?
I believe you did, Evangeline. That loses us 1 point there.
Pardon me?
That loses us 1 point. She did pronounce it correct.
She did pronounce it.
I'm awfully sorry. I hate to admit it, you know.
Well, let's talk about the Lions Club. We're having a convention here in San Francisco on Sunday the 29th, and we're going to have delegates from 18 foreign countries here.
And
thank you.
And you don't care if they're etymologists or not, huh?
Well, an etymologist concerns to the study of bugs.
Oh, man.
That doesn't happen to be correct, Tom.
No, it doesn't happen to be correct, Evangeline. We got the applause in the wrong place. It happens to be the study of derivation and meaning of words. We just lost 2 points there. Audience, all of you are wrong, every one of you. Okay, well, we'll go over anyway and talk to our last lady over here. See if we can confuse you a little bit. Mrs. June Hampton, is that right, Mrs.
Yes.
Hampton? Fine. How long have you been married? You look like a newlywed here.
5 years in October.
Oh, 5 years. That isn't too long. What do you do?
I'm secretary to the director of the child care centers in Richmond.
One of our other ladies here was from the child care center.
She is a supervisor in the nursery school,
mm-hmm.
and I am secretary to her big boss.
Oh, really? All
Why
right.
don't you ask me a little bit about Venture Club?
What about Venture Club? Tell us a little bit about
it. Venture Club is also worldwide, and we're sponsored by the Seroptimus Club. And we have just started in Richmond, and we are a service group. And,
are you future sister Seroptimists?
Well, we could be. We are supposed to be outstanding young businesswomen.
Oh,
possibilities.
Good. Well, fine. We're going to have to run right along here and ask you. Yeah, that'll cost you money, too, believe me. Can you spell for me the word scythe?
Scythe?
Scythe.
S-C-Y-T-H-E.
That won you 1 point. Can you define the word for another point?
It is an implement for cutting.
A long curved blade used for mowing and reaping is close enough. Thank you very much, Mrs. Thompson. And that won for you 2 points.
And now we have another distinguished member of the Burlingame Lions Club, Judge William A. Finger, who's the Justice of the Peace and also practices law. And since the boss says for us to hurry, sir, we won't talk about those tickets that you probably hand out and the fancy things you write on them. We'll just give you your word very quickly. It's petulant.
P-E-T-U-L-A-N-T.
Absolutely correct. And what does it mean?
Argumentative.
Well, what do you say about that? Argumentative?
Insolent, that's it.
It could be petulant, thoughtfully rude, hurt, or insolent.
While we're on the question, I'd like to challenge the spelling of one word when the time arrives.
All right, just a moment. We'll do that.
Well, there's the bell ending round one in tonight's competition between Richmond and Burlingame in the Bay Area Spelling Championships. And here's the score at the halfway mark. The Richmond Venture Club, that's the women's team, 8 points. And the Burlingame Lions Club, that's the men, have 8 points. Which means that it is a tie.
In the world of that happen? Well, it looks like anything can happen from here on out. I don't know how in the world that happened. Round one is a tie, huh? All right, we're going to have to go into round number two now. So we go back to our first lady again, who is Mrs. Eleanor Janish, the high school teacher of physical education, wasn't it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, fine.
You can't expect too much of me, that being the case.
Well, that's all right. We'll give you a fair chance anyway. The next word for you is aggravate. First of all, the definition. One point.
Aggravate?
Yes.
To anger.
The definition first.
Well, that's what I said, to anger.
Oh, that's right. Definition is anger. What am I thinking of here? I'm still on that noon program. All right, now the spelling.
A-G-G-R-A-D-A-T-E.
That wins you 2 points, and thank you very much. You know, they learn things in physical education, don't they? Other than muscles, I mean. All right, Evangeline.
All right, but ready for Mr. Bob Moore again of the Lions Club. In your words, sir, is reconnoiter. Now, I just seem to have a tendency to mispronounce them. Do you want me to say reconnoiter?
No, I want you to tell me how to spell it.
I wouldn't do a thing to help you.
R-E-C-O-N. N-O-I-T-E-R.
That's right. That's right.
Too loud. Too loud. No, that's absolutely right. Now, you see, you know how a student feels, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of reconnoitered through the word, too, didn't I?
Yes, you really did.
Is that all right for a definition?
How about that?
You reconnoitered through it?
I kind of scouted my way through, didn't I?
That's right.
Survey.
That's
survey.
Good, huh?
Yeah, you see, we're not doing bad here, are we? Yeah.
All right, it's still even.
Yeah, it is sad, isn't it? We'll have to do something about that with Miss Mary Hall here. The word for you, Mary, this time is bucolic. Bucolic.
Bucolic?
Mm-hmm. The spelling first, of course.
Bucolic.
Oh, listen to those whispers.
B-E-C-U-L-I-C. I don't think I know it.
Yeah, I don't think you do. Okay. That loses you 1 point, but you have a chance to win another point here by giving me the correct definition of bucolic. What does it mean?
It's not a disease, is it?
No, I'm sorry. It pertains to shepherds or herdsmen. That loses 2 points for your team, Evangeline.
And it actually is spelled B-U-C-O-L-I-C. Remember that, now, if you ever get that one again. And now back to Ken Flynn, and your word is impetuous.
I-M-P-E-T-E-O-U-S.
No, it's I-M-P-E-T-U-O-U-S. But what does it mean?
It means hasty.
I think that's pretty good. That's excitable,
right.
Fiery, impulsive, hasty, that's right.
Okay, now our next lady is Mrs. Dorothy Mills once
Wills.
Again. Wills, I'm sorry, the receptionist for the Red Cross Home Service mm-hmm. Department. Your next word is esophagus. I hate to laugh there, Mrs. Wills, pardon me.
Esophagus, E-S-O-P-H-A-G-U-S.
Gee, you're right. You certainly are. You're right. I'm sorry.
I used to be a nurse.
You did? What's the definition?
That's
Tell me.
Your windpipe.
The tube through
Gullet.
Which
yeah.
the food okay. passes from mouth to the stomach. Well, I think we'll give it to her. It says here the food, the tube through which the food passes from the mouth to the stomach, but I guess they breathe through it,
you
too.
You better not try breathing through it if you want to be that technical. Mr. Hervey, your word is rheumatism. I hope you never have it.
Rheumatism. R-H-E-U-M-A-T-I-S-M.
That's right. And what does it mean?
Rheumatism is a infliction or disease of the body, bones in particular.
Fine.
Inflammation of neuralgia affecting the muscles
okay.
and joints and all that stuff.
That gives us 2 more points. And Miss Gay Hall, you're next. You're the secretary, the chief navigator of Pan American Airways, and your word is satiate.
Why do you pick these for me?
Satiate. Starts with an S. I'll give you a hint.
S-A-T-I-A-T-E.
That's right, for 1 point. All right, now the definition for another point.
Satiate.
We're going to have to hurry right along. Sorry. Got 5 seconds? 4, 3. Can you tell me satiate, too?
Well, I'd say saturate. Probably wrong.
It means to satisfy an appetite. Well, that gives you 1 point anyway, Miss Hall. All right, now here's Evangeline again.
All right, and for Mr. Rothschild, you have a very good-sounding word. It's sauerkraut.
In the German way or the English?
I didn't know there were two. Try it in English.
S-A-U-R-K-R-A-U-T.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually S-A-U-E-R-K-R-A-U-T. And what does it mean?
Sauerkraut is pickled cabbage.
That's right.
I think that's good. And what good for you, too.
Okay, well, that gives us 1 out of a possible 2. And here's Mrs. June Hampton again. And her last word for this round is autonomous.
Autonomous? Autonomous. Oh, I'm going to have to try. Autonomous.
Take a guess.
A-U-T-O-M-O-N-O-U-S?
It's N-O-M-O-U-S. A-U-T-O-N-O-M-O-U-S. Autonomous. But you can still win another point by giving me the correct definition.
Does it pertain to physiology? Something to do with the body?
No, I'm awfully sorry.
Automobiles?
I don't know with what they're coming out now. It very well could be.
Girls keep
autonomous,
trying, Tom.
That's right. Autonomous is self-governing or independent of anyone else. Right here in the script, it says that.
And now for Judge Finger, I'm sure this never applies to you, but your word is lackadaisical.
L-A-C-K-A-D-A-I-S-I-C-A-L.
That is right.
Correct, and what does it mean?
It means not to enthusiastic, retiring, or more or less lazy.
That's right. Lazy and listless and so on.
And there is the bell for the end of round two in tonight's competition between Richmond and Burlingame in the Bay Area Spelling Championships. And the score at this point is the Richmond Venture Club, that's the women's team, 13 points. The Lions Club of Burlingame, 16 points.
Well, wonderful. Let's keep them there fighting, man. But the girls aren't doing too bad either. Well, this is Tom Paxton again, and as we prepare to begin round three of the Good Word, we find the competition fast and furious in this all-out battle for the title of the Bay Area Spelling Championship and $100 in cash. And now, men and women, gather your strength for our final lap, which we call the catch-as-catch-can round. We shoot the Good Word, and the first hand up from either team gets a crack at that word. Now, if you spell and define the word correctly, you win your usual 2 points. If you miss one and get the other correct, you tie yourself and the score remains identical, the same. But if you miss both the spelling and the definition, 2 points will be deducted from your team's score. So, men, let's don't raise a hand unless we know exactly what it is. All right, here's the catch-as-catch-can department, open to all of you now. The first word is crescendo. Crescendo. First hand up, and it's over here. Mrs. June Hampton.
Crescendo. C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O, and that means to be louder in music.
That wins you 2 points.
All right.
Okay.
And the next word is accessories.
Accessory. Here's June Hampton. Will you sit down, Mrs. Hampton? All right, stand up.
A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y, meaning something to go with something, such as a purse with a dress. Or a thing. Horn with an automobile.
That's right, that's right. All right, that gives you another 2 points. Okay, the next word is juvenescent. Juvenescent. Stand up, will you, men? Over there, will somebody get up? Juvenescent.
Judge Finger, well, how do you spell it?
J-U-V-E-N-I-S-C-E-N-T.
No, that's the E. J-U-V-E-N-E-S-C-E-N-T. But what does it mean?
Why did I stand up? Pertaining to youth?
That's absolutely right. Becoming young, growing back to youth.
That breaks us even, anyway. Okay, the next word is paraphernalia. Here's June Hampton again over here. Which one was first? One was first? June?
All right. P-A-R-A-P-H-A-N-E-L-I-A. P-A-R-A-P-H-A-N-E-L-I-A.
Paraphernalia. I'm awfully sorry.
Can I give the definition?
Yeah, you can give the definition to tie it anyway.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
That's all right.
Paraphernalia. Well, my mother used to say, get that paraphernalia off and get in here, but meaning just something that is paraphernalia. I know what I mean. I would say clothing, for one thing.
That's close enough. All right, we'll give you 2 points off of that. And there's our bell, which means that our time is just about all up here, and that signals that tonight's competition is at an end. Right, Herb Ellis?
Right, Tom. That's the Good Word for this evening, but now here comes the big news about our final score. Who will be the winner, Richmond or Burlingame, the women or the men, Baker or Paxton? Well, here it is. The winner with a total, no total. The Burlingame Club and the Richmond Club are both tied at 17 each.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations to all of you. And don't forget that next week we're planning on being with you again for the Battle of the Century when the Lions Club of Alameda beats the Oakland Ebell Club.
And you'll be rooting for the gals, of course, eventually?
Of course I will, Tom.
Well, come what may, I'll string along with the men's team. But right at the moment I have for all of our ladies here the Richmond Venture Club. For being such grand sports tonight, these giant orchid corsages from Belleye and Belleye, the place to go for flowers. Aren't they beautiful? There they are.
And Tom, for the team of men that you think so much of, I have these custom-designed handmade wallets by Davignot, famous for quality in leather goods.
Friends, be with us next Wednesday for the Good Word when Alameda meets Oakland. Each city is vying for our cash prize of $100 plus the ABC Bay Area Spelling Championship title. If you'd like to be with us in person to root for your club, sex, or city, write to the Good Word, KGO San Francisco, and tickets will be mailed to you. Now, until next week,
this is Evangeline Baker saying good luck.
And Tom Paxton saying good health.
And Herb Ellis saying good night for the Good Word. The Good Word is produced by Hap Crawford. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.